Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm going to start the day off with a band from the UK, Vomit. Love you guys. Today's latest, the 14 craziest musicians acting in cameos. And of course, they have a photograph of Justin Bieber, who appears on the CSI crime scene investigation. And looking back at some of the strangest cameos in film and TV history, the Rolling Stones said that they were struck by how many of them were by musicians. And, you know, it makes sense. After all, musicians are sometimes out of place among actors on a TV, film, or set. And what they bring to the table is different from what actors bring. In terms of star quality, charisma, self-expression, and established personnel. So if you're familiar with both the musician's work and the characters in a TV or movie show and the actors who play them, then it's fun to watch The Discharge of Weird, energy that takes place in a pop star's fish-out-of-water encounters with fictional characters and stars who portray them. So they have a list of some of their funniest, and I'm going to play another song here from Vomit. Rolling Stone, they've got one from The Clash, The King of Comedy, in 1983, Street Trash Scene. So they're billed in the movie as street scum. Really? I mean, seriously? Of course, but this is 1983 and punk rock was not popular like it is today. And among the street gang of New York City corner punks who make fun of Sandra Bernhardt's character in one scene, the Clash are, you know, the mainstays, Mick Jones, Paul Simonon, and Joe Strummer. Director Martin Sikorsky was reportedly a fan of the British punk pioneers. Oh, I was too. Just love the Cat Clash. And also present are the band's manager and filmmaker Don Letts, singer Pearl Harbor, and singer-actress Ellen Foley, Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Light, duet partner and later a star of TV's Night Court. So if you get a chance to check out The King of Comedy, Street Trash Scene, you will see The Clash. Why are all these funny things popping up here on my board? Okay, so let me see. Okay, here, let's do a triple play of Vomit for you. Fight for your life.
You're a fuck.
Well, another one of the cameos listed in the Rolling Stone is about Bo Diddley, and it's a classic part with Dan Aykroyd, who's trying to sell him a stolen watch, and he goes into all of these details about how priceless it is and this, that, and the other. And you know, Bo Diddley, what a great rock guitar pioneer, you know. And this is supposed to be in Philadelphia, and Diddley says, well, you know, it's worth $50. And the scene ends as the man behind the album, Bo Diddley, is a gunslinger, and he sells Aykroyd a pistol. Goes, I want to be trailer trash scum too, right? So here's a song by Andy Bleed, and check out Bleed's newest album out on Mystic Records titled Nobody's Fault But Yours. And hope you have a good day, and don't forget to party or go home. We'll see you next time.
Party or go home!